We begin this discipline of Lent on Ash Wednesday with this exhortation from our Lord to not allow our religiosity, our piety, to become empty and worthless in the eyes of God. For indeed, it is not just the fact of almsgiving or prayer or fasting or any of the other deeds of religion that makes what we do pleasing to God. As Saint Maximilian says, for example, he says, real prayer is obedience. He says it is the person who lifts up their will to God and does everything they can to please him who is truly a prayerful person. He says it doesn't consist primarily in the words or in the multiplication of words, but in the spirit, this heartfelt or deeply convicted spirit by which we are prepared to give God what he wants. And of course, that is precisely our problem. We're capable of reducing anything we do to a form of selfishness. And that is the fight that we engage in throughout our whole lives. And so one of the images that we are presented with by Holy Mother Church in regard to Lent is the image of our Lord entering into the desert to pray and to fast for 40 days, even though this was not his immediate preparation for his suffering and death, which is what we're preparing for the Easter mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Lord. He was preparing for his public ministry, and nevertheless, he comes face to face with his enemy, Satan, on behalf of us. He was tempted, but not in the way that we are tempted. Temptation didn't enter in, it remained on the outside. But with us, of course, it's within. Our Lord subjected himself to our lot and underwent his own temptation and his trial for our sake, so that we might be liberated, so that we might see his discipline and choose to live it ourselves. That's why we pray in the opening prayer for today's Mass that we might be able to live the discipline of Lent, that we might be able to recognize what it takes to be faithful and to be pleasing to God, and then invest ourselves in this work the way that we would invest ourselves into anything that's important. But of course, since this is the most important thing that we can ever do, and because our Lord deserves this more than anything, we need to invest ourselves in this in a proportionate way, by not counting the cost, and by solemnizing, you might say, our discipline in this period of preparation before the resurrection of the Lord. It's a period of grace, of course, which we begin in this solemn way with the signing of our foreheads with the cross of Christ in ashes, reminding us of our mortality and of the limitedness of the time that we have. We have a limited time till Easter, only 40 days. And sometimes, I know for myself in the past, have flitted away the time and then towards the end of Easter have regretted that I hadn't been faithful to my resolutions as I had intended, or perhaps had just suddenly realized that Easter was almost at hand. And comparative to what we celebrate in the Paschal Triduum with the institution of the Eucharist and the suffering and death of our Lord and all of that Our Lady went through on Good Friday and Holy Saturday, and then comparing the 40 days of Lent to that, sometimes, well, you know, it really doesn't meet the standard. What is the standard ultimately? The standard is Christ himself and the Blessed Mother. And in that context, we always come up short. Yet we're always exhorted to be more generous and to accept the grace that God wants to give us. So we begin in a moment of grace that is signed with the sacramentals of the church. And we beg for the grace of this moment, for the grace of this time, that we might begin well and end well, and that everything in between will be done as God desires. Because these periods of grace, like Lent, are dress rehearsals for eternity. You know, the 40 day, our whole life in a sense is compressed into these 40 days, and that time is limited. Hopefully we use it well, and we train ourselves to live a life that that we persevere in 365 days a year. So while we may give up sweets during Lent, we may make resolutions to do a little bit more in terms of prayer, getting to Mass, things like this. More than anything else, we just need to be doing what we're supposed to be doing, the things that we know that we fail in terms of our daily duty and the way we treat other people, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, the life of obedience, no matter where we find ourselves. These are the things that, you know, this is where the rubber hits the road, as they say, in terms of our spiritual life. And so the other things, the things that we may add, as important as they may be, are only relative to this other discipline that we need to cultivate so that we are as faithful to the Lord as He truly deserves. And when we are faithful to our duty and are free from sin or struggling sincerely against our habits, these are the things that make our piety sincere and honest and pleasing to the Lord. So as we begin Lent, we ask for purity of intention, purity of heart, that we truly may have our hearts set on heaven and on the glory of God and on the heart of Christ, who has opened Himself up for us, has poured Himself out, and has given Himself to us without counting the cost. As we are signed with His cross, may we have His generosity and be determined to follow in His footsteps.